I'll go a bit faster. Okay, Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph. We are up to near the top somewhere. So we said that a boil nida has the same, that is a tame tachton ke'elyon. That means that the mattress, the thing that's underneath him, has the same dinim of tumah as the thing that's on top of the zov, which is what? Which it's a rishon, and it's not matame people and kalim. And we've done it from a posuk, because it says we had two psukim. One said isha sheyiga mishkava, and the other one said b'chol b'chola sheyiga tachtav, that the Torah made it two different categories. So we said roughly on the fifth line from the top, not nitkei akosav mituma chamura vehevila de tuma kala, to take it away from a tuma chamura to be metame adam, and made it a tuma kala that it's only metame oichlu mashkin loy malachosh ena metame ala oichlu mashkin. So then the Gemara asked, "Emer nitkei akosav mituma chamura lo metame adam metame begodim?" When it says zovs mishkav, it's even worse. Not only is it an avatuma to be metame a person and to metame kalim, but it's metame the kalim that the person's wearing. Even though those clothes don't touch it, if a person touches a mishkav azov, he becomes tame, and whatever clothes he's wearing become tame. So maybe when the Torah was more mekel on elyonei shel zov, was aval adam oy begodim, that it's not metame adam letame begodim sha'olav, but to be metame adam or begodim letame. So that would still be lenienter, but not so lenient that it's a rishon. As for the Gemara, amakra yitma. Yitma is tuma kala mashma. Yitma is mashma, the lightest tuma you can find, and therefore it's a rishon. Okay, so we said, so that's about the zov, the elyone shel zov. So we said, the lashon that we used was that a boil nida is metamek elyone shel zov. How do we know elyone shel zov is more mekel dik than what's underneath him? So we had the psukim to tell us that something that's on top of the zov, his blanket, is not metame adam, it's metame only oichlu mashkin. Okay, now how do we know that a boil nida is the same thing? Well, we're talking about the boil nida because we assume all kusim are boil nidas, right? So now the Gemara is asking, "Datoina shel boil nida minol." And how do we know that a mattress that a boil nida lies on is the same din, and it's more lenient than a zov, and it's like the blanket that's on top of the zov? So he says, "I mean, Nolan, how do we know this? Silent a brisa, osahini dasa lov." So what's the expression the Torah uses for a boil nida is that he has relations with the woman, and her nidus is on him. Is what do you mean? Her nidus goes on to him. That it's transferred to him somehow. Yachol yar leragla. So you might think that what's the pshat that he is the same as her? Good morning. That just like whatever day she's up to, that's where he is. So if he's boil nida in her fifth day, so he just picks up where she is. He, you know, like people who come late to a minion and they just start where the minion's up to. He doesn't have to. Or they come late to the shear and they just pick up where the shear's up to. So how do you know that the guy who's a boil nida, you might think that he takes over just like her. So if she's on the fifth day, he starts on the fifth day. 2 days later, again, dict. Yeah. How do we know he has to have his own 7 days? It says he'll be metame for 7 days. So he's not the same as her. If she's nearing the end of her week, then she'll be finished in 2 days, and he has a whole week to go. So he's not the same as her. So what does it mean that he'll be the same as her? Because you might think that he's not metame adam and kalim. You think maybe he's only metame yechon mashkin. That when her nidus is on him, ma he metame adam mekleicheres, just like she's metame adam and kalim. Avu metame adam mekleicheres. If he's metame just like her, you would think ma he isa mishkav moishav. That when she, or the mattress that Anita lies on is metame mishkav moishav, metame yodam metame godim. That the mattress is metame. Not just she is metame people, but the mattress that she lies on is metame people and begodim that they're wearing is afu esa mishkav moishav. So maybe the boil nida, maybe that's usahini dos salav, that he should have the same rules. Latami Adam Latam Begodim, that he, that a person who that he would be, he would be he would, his mattress would also be Metame Adam Latame Begodim, Tama Lema Bakalamishka Vashishka Vala of Yitzma. Any mattress that he lies on, Mishka Vashayishka Vala, it's like a double expression. Things that you lie on that he lies on. Yeah, Yitzma. Shein Tamalem Vachala Mishka Vashayishka Vala Yitzma. It doesn't, we don't even need that pasuk. Actually, we don't need that pasuk. Because once you said it's Hinidasa Alav, she's Matama Mishka Vamayshav. So I know that he's like her. So he's also Matama Mishka Vamayshav. So why does the pasuk tell you that his mattress is Tomei? It doesn't tell you what sort of Tumma, but it tells you it's Tomei, which is completely superfluous. Ma Tama Lemon Vachala Mishka Vashav Vagamer, Nitka Kasim Tumma Chamura, to say it's different. He's like her, but not like her. But the Torah took him away from having such a strict tumah to be metame odim metame begodim. They reveal their tumah kala, and it made it more lenient. To tell you, she'ena metame elo eichlan umashkin. So the mattress of a boil nida is only metame food and drink, like a rishain. It's not metame odim and a kalim, like an av. Okay. Read the Gemara. 1 second. Parich Rav Acha. Rav Acha yas teiman nitgei kasim tumah chamura. Just to make it, if you want to make it lenienter, the lenienter is, it's the same question we asked before about the Agoni Seilot. Maybe it's lenienter in the sense that he doesn't metame the person to transfer also to his clothes that he's wearing. Yeah, because it's a double whammy. It makes the person tame, and any clothes that he's wearing are also tame. That's really crazy. Yeah, so maybe that's the kula of the boil nida, that he's been tame a person, or his mishka v'moshe was tame a person, but is not metame the person to make the clothes that he's wearing tame. Aval adam of a godim is yele tame, but a person himself, it would be metame. So amar ravasi yitma, again the same thing, the word yitma means the lowest level of tumah you can think of, tumah kala mashma. Okay, Frederick Gemara Viter, Amos, Hinadas Alav, as a clout. Maybe instead of making all of these creatures, we should learn it with the Midrash Shatev and the Dreshes Behem, and we should say, the Hinadas Alav as clout. In general, she's a Nida, he's boil her, he's like her. So that's a general statement, doesn't say exactly what way he's like her. Yeah, so that's a clout. Then it says, a Chala Mishkov. Then it elaborates a detail. The detail is that anything he lies on is Tomei.
Specifies.
Is a prat. So that's a detail. So we started off with a general rule that he's Mitame, like her, and then, or he's Tomei like her, and then we made a detail about Mishkov. It's maybe Klalu Prat, which we should learn it, Klalu Prat. It's one of Rabbi Shmuel's 13 things, Klalu Prat. What are the rules of Klalu Prat? That Ein Bechlal Ela Masha Befrat. The Torah gives you a rule, but then gives you only one detail, and that's it. It's to tell you that when I said that rule, I didn't mean it as a rule. I meant it only as this detail. That Mishkov and Moshe Vein, only Chala Mishkov. The only thing that he's Metame like her is Mishkov, is mattresses. But Midachrini Loi, but nothing else. Zomar Abaye, Yitma. Yitma, Zayin Yomim, Mafsika Inyim. It says, in between the words, Ushini Dasa Alav, and the Chala Mishkov, in between the Klalum Prat, there's other words called Shivas Yomim, Yitma Shivas Yomim. He'll be Tome for 7 days. So, but it sort of interrupts. It's not like the rule and the particular come one after the other. In the middle of them are some other words. So it's Mafsika Inyan, Have Klalu Prat, Amar Chokim Zemizeh. So you have a rule and you have a detail, but they are far away from each other, interrupted by other words. The chol klalu prat and rechakim zemizeh ain't done on esav bchalu prat. And you don't learn a rule of we don't. Because heshes can klalu prat, it just happens to be two different sentences. Rava says, "What are you talking about?" Rava Amar la'elam donin. Yeah, we do have klalu prat. Doesn't matter if there's words in the middle; it's still a klalu prat. And we would have normally learned as a klalu prat that would only apply to mishkav meisha. But the problem is, v'chol ha-mishkov, what's the v'chol doing there? It could just say v'ha-mishkov. Why v'chol ha-mishkov? Chol means all. It's coming to include more things. It's ribu yuhu, so it's marba everything else. Master Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv says, just a minute over here, eimo kihi, again, ushini dasa love, we're teaching that he will be the same as her. Her, whatever her needless she has, he has too. is maybe kihi, so maybe he's just like her. Mahi lechalakta babein magalim ishkava, just like with her. There's no difference between when he touches something, when she touches something, or when her mattress touches something, or someone touches her mattress. Usually the mattress doesn't reach out and touch people, but if it did, it would be the same. Yeah, that what? The tamei adam, it's an avatuma to make a person tamei, ula tamei begodim, and it's metamei begodim lechumra. When we're being strict, we say that when she touches something and her mattress that she lay on, the mattress and her have the same rules to be metamei a human as afhu. So when we talk about the tuma that he instigates, lech tachlik boy, we shouldn't distinguish be magoy le mishkavoy. In this case, we're going to be lenient to make the mishkav to be the same as maga. Yeah, just like with her, there's no difference. Maybe with him, there's no difference too. But for him, it'll be a kula because his touching is not going to make anybody tommy. It's Amar Rava Alav Latino Mashma. Hosini Dasa Alav means we put it on him. When you put something on somebody, it's not lakula. You're not making it easier for him. If I say I'm putting this on you, that means I'm making it stricter for you. I'm making it harder for you. I'm not making it easier for you. Okay, so that was all exciting about mattresses and blankets. Now we come back to what we said in the Mishnah, the kusim. We said in the Mishnah that the kusim are boyalei nidos, and they are matame mishkav tachten ke'elyon. But we said, and then we said, it's all sophic. We don't really know that they're boil nidus, but they're likely to be boil nidus, or they're possibly to be boil nidus, and therefore, Tomasim is Sofik. But the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Nipnesha hen boil nidus. They are, all these kusim are. Who owned them?
I said, who actually are they?
They were a bunch of nomads who lived in Samaria. The Bedouins, I don't know what they are. Some, in some things, that's the whole point. They're a bit dodgy. So there's a whole argument about whether they converted really, or they converted because they were scared of the lions, because they were getting.
It's like the Nesinim or the Givonim.
No, that's worse. No, the Nesinim and Givonim are Jewish. They're just not allowed to marry in. They are gayrim. They were gayrim, all right, but they did it under false. They tricked their way in. Yeah, but so they were. They have the same din as a mamzer, but these guys, as a machoik as well, they're Jewish bechal. Yeah, but this discussion here is not about whether they're gayrim or not. The discussion here is about what halachas do they keep.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So we know that they keep. The Gemara says in Zvachim, I think, that the things that the kusim kept, they're actually stricter than regular people. Unfortunately, there were things that they didn't keep, because they didn't believe in all of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore they had their own deal going on. Like we're saying, that they took green blood to be metame. So in one sense, you could say, oh, they're frumer, you know, except it leads to a kula. But the idea is, in some things, they were actually more frachnyok than we are. Yeah? But you have to work out what things those are. So the Mishnah says they're boilin nidis. Fredi Gemara atakula boilin nidis. No, where'd you get this idea that every kusi is a boilin nidis? Maybe he's a frum kusi and he's not a boilin nidis. As Amrav Yitzchak Migdala'a said, Benusu in China. Oh, so sorry, before we get to that, the question was, what do you mean they're all boilin nidis? What happens if they're not married and they don't have anybody to be boil? So what do you mean they're all boil nidus? So he says, no, all the ones who are married are boil nidus. Again, they're Sufik boil nidus. But if they're not married, they're not even a Sufik, because they don't have a wife who could be a nida. Okay, so what's the problem, Be'etzim? Because they treat any color blood as nidus, therefore they would start counting a tchilas nida from when the green blood came out. So if the red blood came later, they wouldn't start the 7 days from then. They would just finish, which means they're going to bet some finish too early. Tanya, Amar Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, "Im hen yeshus al kol dam v'dam to kana gadela hilahem." So if at face value, if you say that they're machmir and they are treating it as tameh no matter what type of color it is, then it sounds like a big takana. So they're even more machmir, you know, tavel and bracha. But the problem is Ella. But what happens is, when in the middle of their green blood flow they suddenly see red blood, they just add it on. They don't start from the beginning. So if they don't get 7 full days of red, so after 3 days of red with the 4 days of green, they're going to think that they're finished. 7 days are up, goodbye Charlie. Yeah, when really they have to wait 7 days from when the red started. So they're going to finish 4 days early, and will be it'll be a tzakala. Yeah, they'll still be in nidus, and they'll think they're not. So that's what Rebbe explained. Dover acher, yom shekes bein. Another problem is that the day that she finishes is seifrosa leminyan shiva. It's included. Instead of saying the next day is finished, they treat that as the...
That's day one.
No, when she finishes. They count that as day last. In other words, they say 7 days in the morning, yeah? So if she starts on Sunday, Shabbos morning already, they say, okay, we woke up Shabbos morning, toher. They don't wait till Motzei Shabbos. Yeah? They say mitzvah yom kikulo, basically, on the 7th day. Yeah? So the mask is whatever, what's the problem? Actually, that sounds like a good idea. V'tisperana, why doesn't she count the 7th day? V'ananamitis pray. Guess what? Why don't we do that too? T'kamala mitzem kekulay. We know mitzem kekulay. So why don't we say the 7th day, once you woke up in the morning and the 7th day started, that should be enough. Who says you have to wait till the end of the 7th day into the night of the 8th night? Zomarova, imkein. If you're going to tell me that mitzem kekulay applies to this sort of stuff, is shichva zera de sasa beziva hecha mishkachasla. We know the din is that a zav who sees, who just sees normal keri in the middle of his week of, in the middle of his clean week. So a zav has to wait 7 clean days. In the middle of those 7 clean days, he becomes a bal keri. So what happens then? He subtracts 1 day. He says to that day, if he was up to day 4 and he saw keri on that day, so that day doesn't count. But the next day is day 4. It doesn't go back to the beginning again. It's seiser one day and keep going. Yeah? But if you're going to tell him mitzvah kikuloi, how can he seiser one day? If he saw on Tuesday, then 5 minutes later is mitzvah hayom of Tuesday weiter. So he counts, why should he skip Tuesday? Continue. He keeps counting Tuesday. It doesn't have to be seiser anything. Yeah? If mitzvah kikuloi, legabi the laws of Zavus and Nidus and stuff like that. No. He starts on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday he sees in the morning Kerry. But Wednesday afternoon is mitzvah hayom.
And you're using Wednesday for 2 separate counts.
No.
Yes, you're using it for to stop the
What do you mean to stop? No, not flow. Wednesday's
the 4th day.
It's a Shivas Nikiyim we're talking about here.
Wednesday's the 4th day.
So let's say if he wouldn't see anything, Wednesday would be the 4th day. Right?
Yeah.
If he saw in the morning on Wednesday, so we say the halach is that it cancels Wednesday, and Thursday should be the 4th day.
You're using it to cancel, and then you're using it...
It's a different svara.
You're not using it to cancel.
Because we're saying it's Mitzvah.
That's right. That's the question.
So say Wednesday
afternoon,
the 4th day
comes.
What you're saying is Wednesday afternoon is back.
Yeah. Wednesday should count as the 4th day, even if he sees Kerry, because part of Wednesday he didn't.
Unless the carry is right.
If you're putting it on a chart, right? You say Sunday on this side,
yeah.
Monday on this side, Tuesday on this side, Wednesday on this side.
And but he's saying no, Wednesday's not on this side. Because part of Wednesday was clean, that counts as one. That's on the same side. It's on the same side as all the other ones.
That was if he sees Wednesday continuously, then Wednesday's not counted. He only saw one.
You don't have Kerry going continuously. It's not like a period.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that he has a Kerry incident on Wednesday shouldn't bother us because the rest of Wednesday he didn't. So we should just continue. We shouldn't cancel anything. We should just go 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. How Mrs. Yankakuloi? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Either Chazir Palga Yoma, if you saw Wednesday in the middle of the day, Hachanami, you're right. We would say Mr. Kekulay and everything is kosher Ryosha. Hachamayaskinon, what's this olive? The Chazor is Samach Lashkia Sachama. When he sees it 1 second before Shkia Sachama on Wednesday, then there's no more time even from Mitzvah Yom Kekulay afterwards. So then he couldn't do it.
So then that's the only case you can actually have the
Fred the Gemara, the Krok, Iksiva, Samach Lashkia Sachama, Iksiva. So the Pasuk says So the whole din that the Torah tells you is only for that case where it's 1 second before Shkisa Chama. That means 99.9% of cases it's okay. And that's what the Torah was talking about, and we had to work that out for ourselves. What's going on here? So the Gemara says, hey, yeah, don't blame me for that. Al korcha shavke lekrad, bad luck for the posuk. De'iyu dochek umuke nashi. It's the posuk's fault that it made such a strange, crazy case.
What, the one that
what do you want from me? We know that the din is b'tzeka kulei. So that posuk's only talking about this crazy case where someone like Shkisa Chama. Ah, you think that's a crazy case? What do you want from me? The posuk made it up. No, it means that if a Zov in the middle of his seven clean days has Keri, then the chances that he'll be Soyser or anything would be completely remote. Aye, why did the Torah talk about such a remote case? Ask him. What do you want from me?
Ask the author.
Okay. Right there, so Zokman, boy, Rami Barachama, Peleta, Shechwazera. Now, what about a woman who is in the middle of her seven clean days and pops out Shechwazera? I don't know how that happens.
Don't we say that it can come up to 3 days? Up to 3 days later?
Yeah, but if she's a Zova, she shouldn't have been doing it, so she must have done...
No, but if she was boiled on, let's say, on Shabbos, and then on Sunday or Monday she became a Zova. And then on Tuesday came out the Shechva Zera.
No, but there's 3 days of Ziva, and then she starts counting. She's on the fourth day already.
But... So how do we say
so Rashi says Kagoin Shashim Shopizov. She cheated.
Okay.
Right? She cheated. Why has the relations when she's not supposed to, that's her problem. Right? But let's say that happened and you can't change the past. So now she's become a Balshuva and she's saying, yes, I want to be frum, I'm keeping my seven clean days, and all of a sudden pops out the Shechva Zera from a couple days ago in the middle of those clean days. Is it Soyser Mal Shatista Beziva? Is it going to be soyser her counting because a woman who rejects Shechva Zera is Tomei? So the question is, do we say Roya Hoysa? Do we say that when she sees the Shechva Zera, it's the same as if she would see blood, her own blood, yeah? Which what? Beseseris. If she's trying to count seven clean days and in the middle she has a blood day, then start all over again. So is the same thing going to be when she sees Shechva Zera coming out? That she has to start all over again, turn the page. Or Shechva Zera is not part of her. So it's not like when she's a Nida and it's her own flow coming out. It's just something Tomei that she touched while it was on the way out. And therefore, touching Tuma Loisosra. If she touches something Tomei in her seven clean days, that doesn't say to her, whatchamacallim, her seven clean days. So maybe this Shechva Zera shouldn't bother us. There's Omar Rava. So Rava said to Rami Bar Chama, "Lefum churfa shabeshta. The smarter you are, the bigger mistakes you make. Yeah, according to your charifus, according to your cleverness, you made bigger mistakes. If you're going to make a mistake, make sure it's a really big one. Yeah,
that's a great expression.
Lefum churfa shabeshta. Yeah, that's what you can always say.
Smart enough to get yourself into trouble.
Smart enough to ask stupid questions. Right. Nehi nami de sasra. Even if you would say that she is soyser, kama tister, so how much would you want it to be soyser? Yeah? How much would you want it to be soyser of her seven nikim? Tister shiva, to cancel the whole lot, she has to start all over again, like if she would be a nida, daya kabayla. The guy who produced that Shechva Zera, if he sees it in the middle of his 7 days, it's only soyser one day. So how can she be worse than the man when he's selling Tayser 1? Taya Kabayla. Tista Yemechad Biachatito. So you want it to cancel 1 day. So she ends up with a total of 8 days because 1 day in the middle was cancelled. You can't do that. Va'achatito Ram Rachmana. The Torah says she counts 7 days and afterwards she's Tohar. What do you mean, and afterwards she's Tohar? Of course, she counts 7 days. Afterwards she's Tohar. What does Va'achatito teach us? Achar Achar Lekulon. There has to be a consecutive Acharness. That at the end of this chunk of 7 days, she's Tohar. One, when it's one achar, yeah? Shaloite tumah of sekes b'neim. There can't be any tumah in the middle. So it can't be that it's soyser one day either. Can't be soyser seven, can't be soyser one. So what's your question exactly, Mr. Smarty Pantalonis? So that's what Rava says to Rabbi Bar Chama. The smarter you are, bigger mistake you make. Fred, the Gemara back to Ravel, Tamecha, according to that logic, Zav Gufi Hechasasar. How can you have a zov who cancels one day in the middle of a shi'as nikiyim? There it says l'tohar rasoi. It has to be his l'tohar rasoi. He's counting 7 days for his tahara. Amarachmana shaloi tehe tum of sekas penem. It says the same thing by him. He's also meant to have 7 consecutive days. But you said that in the middle you could be seiser one day, and it's not 7 consecutive. Elamai yislach l'meimar shaloi tehe tum of zivam of sekas penem. That it shouldn't be ziva in the middle of those 7 days, but some other kind of tumor is not in that rule. It's achanami, so you could have same thing. Yeah, well, for a man, it's not platus shikuzera, but so hachanami for the woman also. When it says that she can't have anything mafsik in between her 7 days, it means tzloitayz tumah ziva of sekas peneim. She can't have a blood flow in the middle, but some other kind of tumor. Yeah, if we're treating shikhlas zera as a different kind of tumor, as a touching maga tumor, then it's not in that thing that it has to all be it has to all be consecutive. Okay, so we've proven that the question's a question, but we didn't answer it. We just move on. So these kusim are not chayiv for going into the Beis HaMikdash because it's a suffix.
Instead of tumor, you mean?
Well, we said because of boil anida is. Right, but it's only a suffix boil in it. So on a suffix, they can't bring a carbon of tumas mitzvah rikadoshov on a suffix, because you don't bring a carbon on a suffix, because you're not allowed to bring a carbon when you don't need one, and if you don't sure you need one, you might be doing chulin ba'azora. Rav Papa ikla the toyach. Rav Papa came to toyach. Amar, he said, "Iketsuv min abanon hacha ezel kalapi." If there's any talmud chacham here in this city, I'll go and say hello to him. Amalei, he safta. So some old lady told him, "Ika hakatzuv merabbanav Rav Shmuel Shmei." There is one rabbi here, and his name is Rav Shmuel. V'tani masnisan. He learns lots of mishnayis. Yehi ravid etheve kavosei. I give you a bracha. Yehi rots, and you should be up as good as him. As Amar, so Rav Papa says, "Ooh, midukum mevarchili begavei." She's blessing me that I should be like him. Shma mino yirushimayu. He must be an epis. Yeah, must be a big yirushimayu. So he went to this Rav Shmuel, Ramalei Torah, and he threw a bull at him. In other words, he gave him a steak for dinner. And Ramalei, while he was throwing the steak at him, Ramalei Masnisanadadi, he also asked him a stira in the Mishnayis. Tznan, the Mishnah over here says, Ein chayav alei on Bias Mikdash, because the suffix, so they're not chayiv for carbon for Bias Mikdash, the Ein Serf alei as a truma, and we're not going to burn truma if they touched it. Maybe they should tumas a suffix because it's a suffix. Ezalma litmus fake alei masafin on truma. So if tumah became tame because it touched something that's a maybe tame, a suffix, we don't burn it. You have to just leave it and wait till something else happens. So that's what we see from this. Uramini, the contradiction is, Al shisha sveika yisafenis atruma. The Mishnah says that there are six types of suffik where you would burn truma, and one of them is suffik bigdayam aretz, and one of them is the suffik bigdayam aretz. So he took that the idea of a suffik bigdayam aretz is the same concept as a kusi a suffik. And he says, well, maybe on this suffik you would burn truma. Yeah, so therefore, it's a contradiction between these two Mishnayos. Zomar Rav Papa, Yehei Rava, Delisachol, Hai Tura, Lishlomo. So Rava tried to answer, and he said, "Oh, this steak that you gave me should go in peace." In other words, he's... I'm not eating your shchita, something like that. That's right, because what's the answer to this? Dirach, am I asking on Bekusi Chaver? He hasn't got big dayama oretz because he's a chaver. He's a frum kusi who accepts upon himself all sorts of good things. So that's what his answer was. That's why we don't have to worry about his... that's why we're not going to be seiref his truma. So Rav Shmuel says back to him, kusi chaver boil nida mashvishle. You just told me he's a suffik boil nida. If he's a chaver, he's not a boil nida. How can you call him a boil nida if he's a chaver? Well, he's either a chazaka that he's from or he's not from. So Rav Papa was stumped.
And he ate the steak.
I don't know if he ate the steak, he already chucked it out. It's Shavke, so he just walked out.
He was a big man. Right?
He walked out. No, that was Papa Baraba, I think. So Shavke, so Rav Papa walked out in a huff and left the barbecue. Went and found Rav Shimon Barashi instead. So Shimba, he told Shimba Rashi, look what happened to me. I got myself into trouble and he stumped me. So Shimba Rashi says to him, my time of the master slave, why don't you answer him? That's a kusi shatava of Allah, vidoras al big de chaver. Maybe it was the kusi who went to the mikveh and he came out and then he. Yeah, and he stepped on the beged of the chaver, va'ozlu big de chaver, naga betruma. And there. And then he went and touched, the big de chaver went and touched the truma, so it's not a kusi chaver, it's a kusi kusi, yeah? But we saw that he went to the mikveh, and then he came in contact with the chaver, with the chaver's clothes. Dimishim tumas ha'aretz, if you're worried about the amoretz himself, ha'tovilei. Yeah, he toivled. Vimishim boil nida. And if you're worried, maybe the wife was in it. Safek baal bekarev, safek le baal bekarev. Maybe he recently had a be'ilah. That means after he went to the mikveh, or before he went to the mikveh. Maybe he
when
didn't.
When is he supposed to have had his be'ilah? Before he stepped on the clothes of the.
In between the mikveh and stepping on the clothes of the chaver.
So I thought he stepped on the clothes in the changing room on his way out of the mikveh.
Really no, he went and quick had a quick.
He went home for.
He went lunch. Home. He went home for lunch, and then he stepped on the clothes. Vim tim to lemar baal bekarov, and if he did have a be'ilah in between, safek ish lemasi yarek, safek leish lemasi. We don't know whether there was the green blood stuff or not. The whole thing's a safek. But have a svek sveker. So in that case, it's a double doubt. A svek sveker lo sarfinon truma. That the situation where we said it's a safek, it's a double safek. It's a safek, was he with his wife in between going to the mikveh? And even if he was, it's a suffix whether she takes the green blood and makes that nidus or not. So it's a svek sveker. So on a svek sveker, we don't burn the truma. Forget about the wife being a nidah. Maybe the amoretz himself was tamei. The amar big the amoretz is medris leprushim. Bechal, the clothes with amoretz, even without the wife, is considered tamei medris for someone who's a poor, someone who wants to, is a frum person, has to treat that as suffix. Is amalei, but kusi arum. We're talking about where he's not wearing any clothes. So you don't have to worry about the beged of the amoretz. So that means he was back in the mikveh. I don't know what.
The kusi
went to the mikveh, then went to his wife, and then stepped on the clothes. But he didn't get dressed yet from the mikveh. Something
maybe
like that.
He lives in the flat upstairs.
He lives in the flat upstairs. Okay. Beseder. Maybe she lives in the changing room of the mikveh. Okay. Vaiter. Zot the Mishnah. Vaiter. Benos tzedukim. So they were kusim. Now we have tzedukim. Tzedukim are slightly different from kusim. And they generally reject all of Torah Shabbal Peh. So what's the deal with benos? So what about the girls from the tzedukim families? If they follow in their father's ways, then it's the same as the kusi. That it's all, you don't know what's going on, it's all suffic by Leonidas. But if they follow the real thing, halacha, Rabbi Yisrael Malaylo Henki Yisrael, by default, they are considered innocent until proven guilty. The question was, what if you don't know if they're going in Darkei Avisayim or not? You didn't take a survey. Is Toshima, B'nai Tzedukim. The Mishnah said, "Bisman shenegeis lalechas b'darach avisayim arenge chlusis." When do you treat them like kusim? When they act like their parents, hastama. But if you don't know how they act, ki Israelis, then you can treat them like frum. So therefore, that should be the stam case that they're innocent until proven guilty. So the Gemara says back to himself, "Ema seifa." But the next part of the Mishnah is partial lechas b'darach Yisrael arenge Israelis. If they acted frum, then they're frum. Hastama. If you don't know whether they're frum or not, you have to treat them kiklusiyos. From the first two sentences of the Mishnah, you can't prove anything. So therefore, we'll have to do the toshma, that the last part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says innocent until proven guilty, that they're considered like Yisrael until we know that they're following the fathers. But Rabbi Yossi is coming to argue with the Tanakama. As Mithlad the Tanakama, Stavar Stamach Lusios. Tanakama holds that if you don't know, you have to treat them like Lusios. Shma Mino. So that's a right what the Tanakama holds. Okay, Tana Rabbana, Maisa Bistuki Echad, Shasiprem Kohen Gadol B'Shuk, there was a Tzeduki talking to the Kohen Gadol in the market, the Nitza Tzinurim Yipiv, and some of the spittle came out of his mouth, the Nafal, the Kohen Gadol, Abba Gadol, and fell on the Kohen Gadol's clothes. Oivei, Vahiriku Panav Shal Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol's face turned green, like the blood of the Kusi woman. The Kodam Etel Ishtai, so he went to the wife of this, he went to the wife of this tzaduki, and he to find out whether she keeps the dinim of nida. His amra loy, she said to him, afal pishen shei tzadukim hem, even though we're taka tzadukim and we're big rishoyim, but misyaris min aprushim, but we're scared of the prushim. Umar adam l'chachomim, so we still show our blood shilas, blood samples to the rabbis. So don't worry, it's all kosher. Amr Rabbi Yossi says, "Beki imanu behen Yosef min akol." We have stuki neighbors, and we know them better than anybody. And we know hein maris dam l'chachomim. That's right, and we know that they do go and ask shilas to the rabbi. Chutz meisha achas, except for this one woman, shahaisa b'shchunaseinu, who lived in our block of flats, shaloy heres dam l'chachomim, that she didn't umesa, but she dropped dead. So therefore, since she's gone, all other cases, we know that they do go to the rabbis. Fred the Gemara, this Kohen Gadol, what was he so worried about the wife? Maybe she was a nida. Why isn't he worried about the Amoritz himself from his spittle? Amar Abaye, but Stuki Chaver. He was from, but he didn't know about the Stuki was from. He doesn't know about the wife. Amar Rava, what do you mean? If Stuki was from, if Stuki Chaver, Bel Nidus Mashvisle, why you chayish there was Bel Nida? If he's from, it wouldn't be Bel Nida either.
So this
Amar Rava. Rava says the story was that Regal Hava. It was Yontif. It was one of the Shalish Regalim. The Tumah Samaritz Beregel Ketar Rosh Avin Rabbanon. Even though Namaritz is considered generally Tomei by default, but not on Yontif. Tichsev Vayesev Kol Ish Yisrael Elair Ke Ish Echad Chaverim. When they came, is the story of Pelagish Begiva. They all came to the city like one man, friends. Hakosav Asan Kulan Chaverim. The Torah says that it was Yontif time. It was Ela Regel, and they're all called Chaverim. Well, that was yesterday.
Everyone's a chaver, Hestus.
Yeah, so.